Ralphie Radio Show. Hey, great week for Justin Bieber. If you're only going to talk about his music, Under the Mistletoe, his Christmas album, is the number one album in the country, according to Billboard. It may be an even better week, though, otherwise, now that things are starting to turn in this whole story regarding Bieber and Mariah Yeager, who, of course, is the woman alleging that, yes, Justin Bieber fathered her child. There's apparently, possibly now, not a counter lawsuit because the paternity suit was dropped, but a defamation lawsuit that Bieber's attorneys could file against Mariah. Will they do it? Well, to break it down, our resident legal expert attorney, Elizabeth Kelly, who actually is joining us. Usually she's checking in from Ohio. She's out in Vegas right now. It's a tough life, but somebody's got to lead it, right, Ms. Kelly?
That's right. Here I am in Sin City talking with my favorite syndicated radio host, Ralphie Aversa.
And I appreciate you making some time for me as you're out there enjoying yourself. A vacation well deserved.
I'm sitting at a buffet underneath a casino.
Oh, hey.
And I'm taking time for lunch to talk about Justin Bieber. And Ralphie, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. A couple weeks ago, I was on your show, and I said that I really hoped that Justin Bieber and his attorney and his PR people would flatly deny these charges and vigorously fight them, because if they settled with this woman, if they paid her any money, the floodgates were going to open.
Right.
And that's exactly what they did.
Uh-huh.
And eventually she folded.
No, absolutely. It seemed it was completely motivated by money. Now, as you mentioned, she's folded to a degree. She's actually now switched attorneys, and her new attorney, and this just baffles me, Elizabeth, and I'm sure it baffles you as an attorney as well. Her new attorney is saying they are still going to try and make Justin Bieber take a paternity test, but they are not going to bring up a paternity lawsuit yet, and they are going to try and settle out of court. Bieber's camp's got to be laughing at this, right?
But in the meantime, it is a colossal headache. And what's the point of subjecting Justin Bieber to a paternity suit? I think his attorneys could say that constitutes harassment.
Real quick, before we wrap up, do you think Justin Bieber's camp has grounds to file a defamation lawsuit? Obviously, with libel and defamation of a public figure, a lot harder to prove in a court of law, correct?
Yeah, but the reason why we sue in this wonderful country of ours is because of money. And I doubt that this woman is collectible. And I should say, we sometimes sue for other things to stop people from doing something offensive.
Right.
But there's really nothing to be gained from this. I think Justin Bieber and his team are just going to move on.
Well, certainly they do. But again, as you had mentioned a couple weeks ago, it was a great point. You got to still hold a solid ground because you don't want the floodgates to open. You don't want the copycat lawsuits. I don't think that's going to happen. But this story is still evolving. So we'll see where it goes to next. Breaking it down for us, of course, our resident legal expert, attorney Elizabeth Kelly, who is vacationing in Las Vegas. I am quite jealous.
No, I'm in a meeting, Ralphie.
This
is a serious business trip.
Nice front. Listen, enjoy your time out there, Miss Kelly.
Thank you. Bye.